Well, Merry Christmas. We have arrived on Christmas Eve, and I want to thank you and welcome you to our virtual Christmas Eve service. And it is good to worship with you in 2020 in this virtual format. As we prepare to hear the gospel passage this morning, we're going to hear Luke's story of the birth of Jesus Christ. And as we make our way through this gospel passage, I want to point out that we are moving from Advent, this season of waiting and preparation for this coming Savior and King. When we are lighting the four candles of Advent, we have arrived now to Christmas Eve, and things change. The gospel story tells us God is doing something new and something quite different in the world and in all of creation. And as we make this move, we signify that, we mark that in the church by the colors of our pyramids. We have been in purple, and now as we read the gospel, we are moving into a season of Christmas, and we will mark that season with white. Purple marks royalty, symbolizes royalty and penitence and preparation, where white signifies to us purity and holiness. This is a holy season. It's a season of Christ for us at Christmas. And as we celebrate this season, I invite us to spend some time reflecting on the story of Jesus' birth. I invite us to hear the gospel passage taken from Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 1 and reading through verse 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Christmas is a wonderful time, and I love the season of Christmas. I love Christmas Eve, and being with my church family and these Christmas services that we will have today and this evening, and with you now in this virtual service. I treasure these moments. I treasure the time and the relationships that we have grown and that we share. I treasure the time to worship and praise God and to experience God's presence and works in our life and in our midst. Christmas is that day, this day when we celebrate something great, something new, something special, something earth-changing, creation-changing, something that God is doing for us and for the world. As I think about Christmas and I think about, you know, when I was a child growing up, I was like many children. I love Christmas because of the Christmas trees and the food and the candy and the gifts. I love getting gifts. And one occasion, I received a gift from my grandfather. It wasn't even at Christmas. It was just kind of spontaneous. And he gave me this slingshot. And when he gave it to me, I wasn't sure why, and I wasn't really sure what it was. It looked like a piece of wood shaped in a Y. But he gave it to me, and then I took it, and I thanked him for it, and I tried to learn how to use it. I was never very good. I was a young boy, and I'd get a pocket full of pebbles, and I would go out in the backyard and try to shoot trees, and sometimes I would hit a tree, or at least hit the ground. But as I think about that gift, as I think about that slingshot now, and even as I grew older, as a teenager and then as a young adult, whenever I would run across it in a drawer or in my nightstand, I would remember. I would remember my grandfather, and I would remember the relationship that we shared. I would remember the love that he had for me and showed me in this simple gift. I didn't get it when I was a child. He had found this limb or stick and carved the slingshot, sanded it and smoothed it, and then varnished it and put lacquer over it, and then tied the strings that would hold the band, and he tied on the leather pouch. He made this simple gift, and I didn't understand it when he gave it to me. But over time and in the experience of life and in reflection, whenever I saw that slingshot, when I think about that slingshot, I knew that he loved me and he wanted to show me, even in the simplest of ways. And sometimes gifts are like that. Sometimes we don't get it at the moment that we receive it. Sometimes we have to live with it. We have to hold on to it, and we ponder them like Mary did in her heart. We want to see it. We want to experience more of it, like the shepherds as they traveled from their fields to Bethlehem to find this child with the child's parents in this place where animals are kept and fed, the child lying in a manger. Sometimes gifts just need to be held. They need to be held on to. They need to be experienced over time. And our understanding will grow deeper and broader. Our relationships will grow. And maybe that's true for this child that the shepherds found in a manger, that Mary and Joseph both pondered and knew that life was about to be drastically different. How different, they didn't know. The shepherds knew something special was happening, something different was happening, and was doing at God's work. But they didn't know exactly. They couldn't understand. There's no way for them to understand just how different life was going to be. Not just for them, and not just for Mary and Joseph, but for everyone and all of creation, because of God's gift. The angels probably didn't fully understand just how different the world and all of creation was going to be because of this gift this marvelous and wonderful gift of love that God offered the world, offered us, and continues to offer us to hold and to continue to unwrap and experience this gift of love, the gift of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the hope of the world, the peace of the world, the joy of the world. When we hold on to these gifts, whether it's a slingshot like this, or the gift of love that God offers us, we understand a little more as we live with it, as we receive it, and continue to be open to the love and the grace and the peace that God offers to us. I hope for your Christmas and your Christmas Eve that you find the gift of God, that newborn baby lying in a manger, as a gift of love, a gift that's to be held and to be continued to be unwrapped and experienced each and every day for the rest of our lives. And as we hold this gift, as we continue to respond to God's gift of love, we will understand more and more of just how different, of just how life-changing, and just how deep God's love is for us. Merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.